Hey now, folks, let's be clear on this. This killing of the Iranian general I would love for it to be about Trump and distraction. I would love for that to be the case because I am a partisan. I hate the motherfucker. But unfortunately, I don't think that's the case this time. Because what nobody's talking about is what he was in Iraq to do. When he got off that plane, started to drive away, and got bombed. What he was there to do. The message that he was there to convey. And to whom he was supposed to be conveying it. You're not hearing that in most of the news sources. You'll hear it a little bit, but it's just not out there. He had a peace deal going with the Saudis. They were working out a deal. It wasn't finalized, but they were hammering something out. There were offers on the table. There were offers on the table for the regional powers to do their own thinking without Western or Eastern or Russian interference, just to do their own thinking. Maybe that's asking too much. I'm sure the Russians had something to do with it, or certainly had to be involved in one way or another. And that's really why he had to go. Because can you imagine if this major military leader for Iran managed to diplomatically pull off, with the help of the Russians, Middle East peace? If they could end the hostilities between Iran and Saudi Arabia, and thus not need outside help to stabilize Iraq amongst themselves. Turkey and Syria and whatnot, they're all figuring out they don't need us to help them get out of every jam. If they need a little muscle, they can use the Russians, but they can do their own thinking with the Russians, maybe. Or they're at least going to try that for a while. They both have the same motive, profit. So, yeah, this was not, as much as it's also going, is a distraction. I mean, it's a positive distraction, really, for Trump from impeachment and what have you. So, yeah, that helps a little. Hurts him in other ways. It does help him with his hardcore bomb him base. The dumb knuckle draggers that just want to make sure he kills somebody during his term and they'll vote for him again. So he's got them. But the reasoning is flawed. The reasoning is the continued destabilization of the Middle East. Because there was a glimmer of hope there that Iran, brokered by Iran and Saudi Arabia, could perhaps heal their differences in a deal brokered by Baghdad. Not by the United States. Not by Great Britain or France. But a deal between the Iranians and the House of Saud, brokered by another Middle East player. A monumental thing, if you think about it. What a moment that would be for the Middle East. And there's no fucking way anybody in the Western industrial complex wanted to see that happen. I think most of them are just chuckling that Trump has to take the fall for it, if anything, because you don't hear the Republicans arguing about what he did, you know. And the Democrats are only arguing about the timing. But in reality, they should be arguing about why, because, again, he was getting ready, or they were at least working on brokering some sort of peace deal, ceasefire, perhaps permanent, perhaps a real peace deal between Iran and Saudi Arabia. And God knows, Trump's financial portfolio can't handle that. the United States financial portfolio can't handle that, nor most of the Western powers. Anybody who's sitting on top of the petrodollar is terrified to see Saudi Arabia and the former Persian Empire as allies. To see Iran, Iraq, Syria, Saudi Arabia, all of them getting along really well together. We all know who that would signal the end for, right? Well, the petrodollars, and it certainly would cause some harsh butt-puckering in Israel. So, there's that. And I guarantee that in their locating and pinpointing where our lovely target of the drone strike was, the Mossad played a hand in that too, believe it. Because again, those petrodollars and the disunion in the Middle East is the only thing that allows them to continue to be a belligerent. As long as their enemies are fractured, they can still be belligerent. But that changes a little again if Iran and Saudi Arabia are allies, or at least no longer combatants. See, they don't even have to become allies to stabilize the region. They simply have to become non-combatants. They simply have to decide, you know what? We do have some common, if not enemies, we have some common adversaries, and we have some common issues that we could work for the common good for our people and quit letting the West make the greasy petrodollar off their misfortunes. That's what was possibly happening. And to see, you know, again, to see there was an Iraqi general that was helping with this. So we've got an Iraqi and Iranian general both died trying to make peace with the Saudis. Why isn't that the headline? Because that's what happened. They were attempting to make peace with the Saudis, to work out a peace deal, an end of the aggression. They weren't suing for peace. They weren't begging for peace. But they had a concrete plan. Trump was told that couldn't be allowed. He took the bait and did exactly what he was told. Interesting thing is that doesn't really benefit the Russians, because the Russians are already in bed with the Iranians. So if he can peel the Saudis away from us as well by getting them all three in bed together, and Russia in control or doing the enforcing for a organized Middle Eastern bloc would be a, well, to some, that'd be a pretty fucking scary world now, wouldn't it? So, that's the paranoia that brought on this decision. But that's what this decision is about. This was not about, not, again, the real deepest, most important reason, okay, let's put it that way, for this strike. It had nothing to do with Trump. It has more to do with the fact that they were getting ready to do their own thinking in the Middle East. And that scares the West to death. Hey now, folks, let's be clear on this. This killing of the Iranian general, I would love for it to be about Trump and distraction. I would love for that to be the case, because I am a partisan. I hate the motherfucker. But unfortunately, I don't think that's the case this time. Because what nobody's talking about is what he was in Iraq to do. When he got off that plane, started to drive away, and got bombed. What he was there to do. The message that he was there to convey, and to whom he was supposed to be conveying it. You're not hearing that in most of the news sources. You'll hear it a little bit, but it's just not out there. He had a peace deal going with the Saudis. With the Saudis. They were working out a deal. It wasn't finalized, but they were hammering something out. There were offers on the table. There were offers on the table for the regional powers to do their own thinking without Western or Eastern or Russian interference, just to do their own thinking. Maybe that's asking too much. I'm sure the Russians had something to do with it, or certainly had to be involved in one way or another. And that's really why he had to go. Because can you imagine if this major military leader for Iran managed to diplomatically pull off, with the help of the Russians, Middle East peace? If they could end the hostilities between Iran and Saudi Arabia, and thus not need outside help to stabilize Iraq amongst themselves. Turkey and Syria and whatnot, they're all figuring out they don't need us to help them get out of every jam. If they need a little muscle, they can use the Russians, but they can do their own thinking with the Russians, maybe. Or they're at least going to try that for a while. They both have the same motive, profit. So, yeah, this was not, as much as it's also going, is a distraction. I mean, it's a positive distraction, really, for Trump from impeachment and what have you. So, yeah, that helps a little. Hurts him in other ways. It does help him with his hardcore bomb him base. The dumb knuckle draggers that just want to make sure he kills somebody during his term and they'll vote for him again. So he's got them. But the reasoning is flawed. The reasoning is the continued destabilization of the Middle East. Because there was a glimmer of hope there that Iran, brokered by Iran and Saudi Arabia, could perhaps heal their differences in a deal brokered by Baghdad. Not by the United States. Not by Great Britain or France. But a deal between the Iranians and the House of Saud, brokered by another Middle East player. A monumental thing, if you think about it. What a moment that would be for the Middle East. And there's no fucking way anybody in the Western industrial complex wanted to see that happen. I think most of them are just chuckling that Trump has to take the fall for it, if anything, because you don't hear the Republicans arguing about what he did, you know. And the Democrats are only arguing about the timing. But in reality, they should be arguing about why, because, again, he was getting ready, or they were at least working on brokering some sort of peace deal, ceasefire, perhaps permanent, perhaps a real peace deal, between Iran and Saudi Arabia. And God knows, Trump's financial portfolio can't handle that. The United States financial portfolio can't handle that. Nor most of the Western powers. Anybody that's sitting on top of the petrodollar is terrified to see Saudi Arabia and the former Persian Empire as allies. To see Iran, Iraq, Syria, Saudi Arabia, all of them getting along really well together. We all know who that would signal the end for, right? Well, the petrodollars, and it certainly would cause some harsh butt-puckering in Israel. So, there's that. And I guarantee that in their locating and pinpointing where our lovely target of the drone strike was, the Mossad played a hand in that too, believe it. Because, again, those petrodollars and the disunion in the Middle East is the only thing that allows them to continue to be a belligerent. As long as their enemies are fractured, they can still be belligerent. But that changes a little, again, if Iran and Saudi Arabia are allies, or at least no longer combatants. See, they don't even have to become allies to stabilize the region. They simply have to become non-combatants. They simply have to decide, you know what? We do have some common, if not enemies, we have some common adversaries, and we have some common issues that we could work for the common good for our people and quit letting the West make the greasy petrodollar off their misfortunes. That's what was possibly happening. And to see, you know, again, to see there was an Iraqi general that was helping with this. So we've got an Iraqi and Iranian general both died trying to make peace with the Saudis. Why isn't that the headline? Because that's what happened. They were attempting to make peace with the Saudis, to work out a peace deal, an end of the aggression. They weren't suing for peace. They weren't begging for peace. They had a concrete plan. Trump was told that couldn't be allowed. He took the bait and did exactly what he was told. Interesting thing is that doesn't really benefit the Russians, because the Russians are already in bed with the Iranians. So if he can peel the Saudis away from us as well, by getting them all three in bed together, and Russia in control or doing the enforcing for a organized Middle Eastern bloc would be that'd be a pretty fucking scary world now, wouldn't it? So that's the paranoia that brought on this decision. But that's what this decision is about. This was not about, not again, the real deepest, most important reason, okay, let's put it that way, for this strike, it had nothing to do with Trump. It has more to do with the fact that they were getting ready to do their own thinking in the Middle East. And that scares the West to death.